Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, we've had this crisis emerge. The reports out there today of what happened on, particularly on Monday night, at our Cairns Hospital in the ED, the emergency department. Look, just before we have a look at this, I'll take you to what's happening in Britain. We're not alone, but we're probably doing worse than most as far as our emergency department's concerned, largely because it has ups and downs. In tourist season, of course, there's a hell of a lot more people here, and we're sort of just heading into a tourism season. That would have contributed. But gee, it's been bad. But let's just go to Brisbane first. A dangerous shortage of nurses, too few GPs, growing mental health presentations, and a spike in COVID and other respiratory cases have culminated in the Southeast Queensland services being in the worst state health staff say they have ever seen. In the scathing assessment of how the under pressure health system's functioning, Australian College of Emergency Medicine's Queensland Deputy Chair has pleaded with everyday people, that's you and me, with everyday people to speak out so state and federal governments will fix the problem. Her comments follow extreme demand on the health system in recent days, where 170 patients were left waiting for ambulances. Paramedics were texted and urged to pick up extra shifts, and hospitals experienced some of their busiest days ever. That's that figure, 170. I mean, you can transpose that virtually to the hospital here on Monday night. There were queues right down the Esplanade. You remember when COVID hit and everyone said, oh, I've got to go and get a test. And there were big, long queues in the Esplanade. The ED was apparently like that on Monday. Huge numbers. They just couldn't cope. And the ramping was dreadful as well. Here's an example. A young mum was forced to cradle her infant for hours while waiting to see a doctor during a night of ramping horror. Andreas Nicola calls it ramping horror. For the Cairns Hospital's emergency department, baby Kylo, just 4 months old, was in pain while his mother, Willow Barnes from Westcourt, was relegated to public benches outside the hospital due to overcrowding in the hospital Monday night. Ms. Barnes said she was extremely concerned when it took 45 minutes to even get a triage from nurses. One of the stories that came through here this morning was a woman who was forced to give birth to a baby on the floor at the ED. That's unconfirmed, so we'll put that to one side. But the numbers that have been reported, clearly, that was a real matter. And it's a matter of real concern for the doctors and the nurses up there as well. They're suffering very, very badly indeed because they're under pressure. And it just doesn't ease up. Even when they don't have a night like that, they've still got days of horror between where they just really struggle to cope because they're so bloody tired and there's no GPs out there seeing people anymore. Ros Bates is on the line. She's quoted in this article here. She's the LNP State Health Spokeswoman. She said the frontline staff were the ones holding the hospitals together. This is what she said. The scenes at Cairns Hospital last night, she said this yesterday, are further evidence of a health system in crisis. And the people of Cairns deserve so much better than this. She's on the line, the LNP Shadow Minister for Health and Ambulance Services. Hello, Ros.
Hello, Macca. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
It's good to have you to talk about this because in so many ways people are just saying it's going from bad to worse. I mean, we've got to find a way of addressing these situations because very sick people in a hell of a lot of pain, and mums with sick children or about to have a child. I mean, imagine heading into that, knowing full well there's not many GPs around up here anymore, and how are they going to cope with an ED chock-a-block and overflowing?
Well, exactly. And I've said it before, Queensland Health was in crisis long before COVID. And, you know, Queenslanders deserve the best healthcare system no matter where they live, and that includes Cairns. And I listened to you talking about what's happening in the southeast, but in Cairns, ambulance ramping is at 25%. The last time I was at Cairns Hospital, they freely told me they were in code yellow. Code yellow is an internal emergency when there's no beds available, and ambulance ramping only occurs when there's no room at the inn. So this is not the fault of the hardworking paramedics because they didn't sign up to spend hours on a ramp. Listening to the calls coming through, knowing that that could be your child out there having an asthma attack, your father having a heart attack, your grandmother lying on the floor for 8 hours after fracturing their hip. I mean, it's just not on. And my colleagues, and you know, I'm still a registered nurse, and I've got two sisters who are nurses. I mean, they are all burnt out. They were burnt out long before COVID. They were running double shifts even before then, and there is a failure to plan under the Palaszczuk government. We know that the AMAQ is saying that we're about 1,500 beds short. It's probably a lot more than that, and we haven't seen any movement on anything for the new Cairns facility. And you know, I feel for the staff and I feel for the patients. I mean, if that is true that a woman gave birth on the floor of the ED department, I mean, I'm sure the nurses would have tried to find her a bed. Mm. But, you know, that's just beside the point. The thing is, we need to have the beds, and that's why our doctors and nurses are exhausted, because all these ambulances are ramped out the front. They're trying to deal with critically ill patients inside the department, and then they can't even find a bed to transfer them to take even more critically ill patients into the department.
Now, I've got to say that report about the childbirth on the floor at the ED is not confirmed. But anyway, that was bandied around here at work this morning. Now, I've got to ask you, too, about this matter. And this is GPs. You can't get a GP for love nor money up here. And you go along to a GP's surgery and the sign on the door says no new patients. We're getting it all over the place. That's another one of our crises up here, Ros.
Well, certainly, you know, both the federal and state government should be looking to attract GPs. And, I mean, it's not just happening in Cairns. Here on the Gold Coast, doctors are not taking new patients. And then also there's the added concern about GPs not seeing patients with respiratory symptoms in case they have COVID, because, of course, they have to protect their practice, because if, you know, the whole practice has to be closed down for 7 days and it's not just respiratory patients they're not seeing, it's all other sorts of patients. But the government needs to look at increasing the rural generalist program. I've been talking about that for 7 years. Lawrence Springborg did it. I don't see why this government can't do it. We need to attract GPs who aren't locums to the area, because it's costing a fortune to fly in locums. Same with agency nurses. I mean, they're probably being paid up to three times more than your local nurses, who are there, you know, day in, day out. So things like, you know, housing to attract them. And it's not just a doctor who's coming. It's usually a doctor with their wife or their husband and their family. So they need to have, employment for the partner. They need to have accommodation. They need to make sure they've got schools for their kids to go to. And you could look at incentives like, you know, if you say you're going to go to Cairns for 3 years, then if you want to be a specialist in a particular area, then, you know, when you come back to Brisbane, you can go up the queue a little bit. There are things like that that could be looked at.
One final point. I've got to ask you this. I talked to Dale last a lot about a juvenile crime explosion up here. They've got it down in Townsville as well. And I say to Dale, you've got a couple of years till the election. I'm hoping you're formulating policy to address this nightmare up here. The same with our health crisis. I presume, Ros, you've got a committee of people down there that sit around and say, listen, 2 years' time, we have got to be able to address this emergency. Is that how it works? Are you looking at these issues and saying, here's another one we've got to address? We're going to have to work at this to see how we're going to sort this one out, etc. Is that an ongoing process even 2 years out?
Oh, look, it's been an ongoing process since the Palaszczuk government came into power. I mean, my role as the Shadow Minister for Health is twofold. One is to hold the government to account for things that are wrong, and the second is to come up with policies to make sure we can fix the problem.
Yes.
Unlike the Labor government, I'm actually talking to my colleagues. I'm talking to nurses, doctors and paramedics on the ground about what they know can fix the system, because they're the ones at the coalface.
Yes.
Unlike Yvette Dart, who's talking to bureaucrats in Brisbane, I'm actually talking to people on the ground. And you mentioned Dale last. I'm actually with Dale last in 2 weeks' time, and we're going through Claremont and Murrumbah, so I can actually have a look firsthand on the ground what's happening in his area.
Excellent update today, Ros. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, Mac. We're always a pleasure.
That's Ros Bates. Now, she's the member for Mudgerry Bar, but more importantly, she's the Shadow Minister for Health and Ambulance Services. She's also Shadow Minister for Medical Research. Now, the time's on at 11:45.